This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. You know what a Friday this is going to be. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start things on is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Excuse me. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great, great, great United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we heard more about that yesterday when the president came to town in Tampa. And, Kyle, I want to tell you, what an honor to be there and to be able to be a small part of that. Now, I got to tell you about something, because you're going to kick out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my Vietnam veteran shirt on with my military medals on it, and then I've got my Vietnam veteran's hat on. And we're walking up through the crowd, myself and a couple of female veterans, because we all met there, and another male veteran, and walking up through the crowd, because we got to go to what was called expedited entry that got you right to the front of the list. Mm-hmm. And as we're working our way up through the crowd, people are going, they started applauding. They started applauding because they said, oh, thank you for your service. And, I mean, I heard that hundreds of times going up through the line, because the line was thousands of people, as you might well imagine, to get in. And we got to bypass all that and get in with the special credentials that we had. But anyway, as we got up to the front of the line and we got together with our fellow veterans, you know, people were still applauding. And then people were coming up going, are you the captain? Are you Captain Matt Bruce? And I can't even tell you how many people did that. I turned around and bumped fists or shook hands or bumped elbows or whatever the deal was, because it was 90 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you needed to worry about was whether or not you needed a mask or needed this or needed that. The heat took care of all that. And I dare say that standing out there where we were outdoors, because it was all outdoors, not a cloud in the sky initially. About an hour into it, there was a couple of clouds. The people, we had a huge crowd, and there were more people outside that couldn't get in. And it was just unbelievable. The camaraderie, everybody was getting along. No fights, no arguments, no discussions, no nothing. It was great. Absolutely great.
Wow, that's really great to hear, and I'm so glad that that people were recognizing you, Captain, and just saying hello. I mean, all these great people out there that are listening every night, it's really a treat,
yeah.
I think, for you to be able to meet them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I certainly appreciated having people do this. Hey, are you the captain? Are you Captain Matt Peruzzi? Yep. You know, it was hilarious, but... And again, a couple people wanted me to sign it on autograph form, and I did, so that was that. And then, of course, some of my veterans are looking at me and go, what the hell are you doing? I said, well, you know, that's what happens. You go places and somebody recognizes you, and that's all it takes.
Right.
So at any rate, but we had a big contingent there. Veterans for Trump, it's a nationwide group, and I don't need to tell anybody that's a member in another state, but coming to a town near you or city near you, Donald Trump. And good morning to everybody in the chat room, by the way. Now, the other thing is, Melania was there. She is just she's just freaking drop-dead gorgeous. And when she gets up there on the stage with Donald, she's got a magic about her. You know, everybody was listening. She's got the accent and all that stuff. But I like that accent, and we can all understand her. We were giving her rounds of applause, and Donald was just standing there beaming, looking at us. He's going, hey, what can I tell you? You know, you could see that by his facial expression and what he was doing with his hands, you know, like, hey, look at her. She's a star. And she was.
Well, absolutely she is, and that's really great. And, you know, again, as you said, Captain, everybody that was there was just having a really good time. There wasn't any kind of problems that seemed to be erupting, everybody was there for a common purpose.
Yep.
And the president gave a great great rally speech as well.
Yeah, well, we were celebrating the economy as well, and we're going to get into that when we come back. But the other thing is that we had Tampa Fire Department there. They had one of their pumpers set up, as they always do, and they moved the pumper over to where they opened up one of the monitor that was on the truck, and they just started to blast water as close as they could get it up in the air so the mist would come over towards us because it was really warm.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, people were running under the hose going, oh, yeah, this is great, as they had the water up in the air and the mist coming down. But what was hilarious was some of the water doused some of the equipment that was there for the broadcasters, and guess who they soaked?
Let me guess. Is it Jim Acosta?
Jim Acosta wasn't there, but it was CNN, and
CNN.
Yeah, they actually they had their lights on. You know, you can see the lights, and all of a sudden there weren't any lights.
Oh.
it was hilarious. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. They actually knocked out CNN for a few minutes with the water up in the air, and then you know something was like I don't know if they complained or whatnot, but they kind of stopped it for a second, turned the hose a different direction, and then 5 minutes later, congratulations, Tampa Fire. They turned around, put the water right back in the same place. All right.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. My conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had some Relief Factor yesterday. As a matter of fact, there were some guys that were with me that brought the Relief Factor with them because they knew that they were either going to be on their feet or they were going to be subject to something where they might need to get rid of the swelling or the inflammation or the pain that they were in or whatnot, and they were taking their Relief Factor as the day went on yesterday. Now, the combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, that even lowers or eliminates pain in most cases associated with the pain that you have from old injuries or whatnot, and the exercise and everyday living that you do, too. Now, it helps me greatly with the swelling I have in my ankle and my leg, which yesterday got agitated a little bit because, again, of the fact that I had to walk as far as I had to walk. I did have my cane with me yesterday, and I lent it to another veteran because he had a walker. When he had to go to the bathroom, I gave him his cane because the walker was going to be next to impossible to try to get down the row and get to where the bathroom was. So anyway, Relief Factor does target the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation. It decreases discomfort. Works for me. Works for everybody that I know that's currently taking it. And, oh, by the way, it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process along, too. Now, you can start with a three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You can do all of that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday, there were a number of Latinos for Trump there wearing the Latinos for Trump shirts, and the Blacks for Trump that were there, too. There's a poll that came out yesterday that says that black support for Donald Trump is now at 31%. Anything above 10% is a tremendous gain for him. But 31%? Holy smokes.
Holy smokes is right. And this is really key in terms of understanding where a lot of these, you know, these mainstream polls are just not really reflected.
They're not even close.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And especially when you see this kind of support from these different groups, it just means, Captain, that what the president was talking about at the debate recently, the idea that success brings us together, well, of course it does, because we're all Americans, whether we're white, black, Latino, doesn't matter, because when everybody's doing well and everybody has opportunity and everybody has that enthusiasm, there's that word again, not just to elect Trump, but also because the promise of the American dream, then things go well for everybody. And so this is really important. And you're not going to be hearing this, by the way, on some other programs, I might add.
No.
They emphasize this.
No, and this was like being at the World Series or being at the Super Bowl or whatever, because everybody was so enthusiastic, the cheers, and everybody was getting along with each other. You know, this is the stuff that they don't show you. It wasn't like going into the middle of Philadelphia or Seattle or Portland or, sorry, Minneapolis. Minneapolis, when you had all the big problems you had there, these were people that were all getting along from every walk of life. We had people from all parts of the country that were there. It wasn't just Tampa, Florida. We had people that were there from different parts of the country.
Wow. And again, see, this is the kind of thing that is just anathema to not only the Democrat Party elite, but also to many in the media, unfortunately, as well. The narrative is we're supposed to be at each other's throats.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is the exact opposite.
And before I get to Joe Biden, a little rally he had later at the parking lot of the Florida, one of the parking lots at the Florida Fairgrounds, it's a record recovery we've got going on right now, folks. The GDP hit 33.1% in quarter number three from the post-lockdowns. And it smashed the previous high by more than double that the GDP since they've been recording it. It was tremendous to see. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi, the moron that keeps on giving, right?
Right.
She came out and had some really sarcastic statement. I'm going to see if I can find it and read it here. Nancy Pelosi just absolutely, I mean, you got to wonder what in the hell planet she's on, because
right.
She just doesn't get it. This is what Nancy said. Well, now we're in worse shape, as the GDP was announced to be 33.1%. Now we're in worse shape. No, we're not. What a moron to say that.
Well, Captain, how can we be in worse shape? If we're essentially, we've just had the worst quarter in history, but
yeah.
Now we're growing the fastest pace ever for a third quarter.
And she says, and her explanation was, well, we did so poorly, we were so bad off that we haven't made up where we're at. Nancy, you don't just snap your fingers and you're right back to where you started from when you freaking idiots on the other side of the island, your Democratic governors and mayors are saying, oh, you got to shut down, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't do this, you can't do that. That's why the economy was off.
Well, exactly. And I think, Captain, so many voters are basically saying that, look, you know, President Trump is the one to shepherd us out of this COVID incident, basically. Joe Biden might yell a lot. He's going to bring on some incredibly radical people for cabinet positions. And
yeah.
To look at the economy, it would be a nightmare.
And now Pocahontas is auditioning for something. She wants to be a cabinet officer.
Yes.
Now, the jobless, the other good news yesterday was better than expected. Jobless claims dropped to 751,000, and that was a good thing to happen, too. But I'm telling you, folks, people were there. People were loving it. The president was loving it. We were showing him our love and affection. And there's no way in hell, if you see any polls about Florida with any Democrats leading anywhere, there's nowhere in hell that there are any Democrats leading anything in Florida. Because even some of the undercard ballots the folks that are running against Donald Trump, I'm sorry, the folks that are running against the Republicans, if they happen to be challengers, I'm telling you, there's a wave coming like you wouldn't believe. And by the way, the police, tremendous cheers for the police, tremendous cheers for the military, tremendous cheers for people that are doing the job. We had a number of dignitaries there, besides the veterans that were there sitting in a very large group that the president recognized several times. It was really just a fantastic day.
That is really amazing. Yeah, you mentioned the polls, Captain. Here's a poll from Monmouth, and they've got Biden up by 5 in Florida. I don't know what they're smoking over there.
Well, take a look at the makeup of the poll, and I guarantee you're going to see it's leaning to the left, and a plus or minus error in that is going to be around 3 to 5%.
Well, exactly right. But taken all together, this is where that narrative is going. Or another headline, Biden up by 7 in Pennsylvania. Kind of stuff. But it's designed to give people a certain impression.
And that poll comes from a blue state.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones doing the polls. So who do you think they're talking to?
Well, exactly right. But again, this is the idea. You know, and then you see other stories. White House transition looks, how is it going to be a bumpy transition or not? And all this stuff, again, in many ways to make people think that there's going to be a certain outcome to this election.
Yeah. And, of course, Joe Biden, he's asking the voters to elect him on the strength of his character, his honesty, his judgment, which is why Joe Biden owes a response to the new allegations about his son Hunter's business deals. Now, the Wall Street Journal editorial board wrote that in an article after the Tucker Carlson Tonight interview with Mr. Bob Alinsky, the one-time business partner of Biden's son Hunter. And that's true. We need to hear, we the people need to hear from Joe Biden, and he needs to tell us, if he's involved in this and say, look, I didn't know about all of it in the details, but I did know that there were some things going on, and after a while I told Hunter to cut it out or something like that. He's got to eliminate himself for this, because nobody, where I was at yesterday, is buying a lie that Biden didn't know. Nobody.
Well, exactly. But see, he's painted himself into a corner, because he said unequivocally, I never talked to Hunter about anything like this.
Yeah.
And so suddenly he comes out, starts walking it back. It's going to get a lot worse. And they know it. And that's why they keep stonewalling this.
So Joe Biden was in a parking lot in Tampa over the east side of town last night around 6:30 for his little event. It was a drive-in event. You drive in your car. You stay in the car. He steps up on the stage and talks to the cars. Now, how could you possibly compare that to a rally of 15 to 20,000 people? How could you possibly compare that when you've got 50, maybe 60 cars tops, including the law enforcement people that are over there, and maybe you got 3, maybe you got 4 in some of the cars, but not all of them. Not all of them.
Well, no, but and that's the what I call the standard beep beep rally, where they beep at them. But and you're right, Captain. But even if they had 4 or 5 people in every car, I mean, that's still not even a thing compared to the Trump rally in Tampa that you were at.
Oh yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Mitch McConnell had some interesting things to say yesterday, and they found the files, Tucker Carlson's files that he had sent to him on a Hunter Biden case. They found the files, and you'll never guess where they were. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has topped 9 million coronavirus cases. The country also saw another record for new daily cases on Thursday at more than 86,600. That tops the previous record of 85,000 cases set a week ago. So how soon will we see a vaccine? Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brewer.
Thank you very much, the Sage of L.A., Larry Elder. We appreciate him very much doing that. Saw him a week ago Friday night, a week ago now, down in Sarasota at the great event we had down there. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com. And you can get a quote for your car that you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, the ATV, the boat, whatever you got in terms of power. And then also, if you have your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, you can get a quote for that too. And I'm telling you right now, if you do what I've been doing for the last 15 years and it's bundled together, you will get a tremendous discount on your insurance and you'll never have to pay those high rates again. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Not yesterday, but the day before, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is what it sounded like. It's kind of like a coded message because you won't quite understand what he's trying to say.
Let's check this out right here. I'm looking forward to this one.
My grandpa's name Ambrose Finnegan. As kitchen...
What? What?
My grandpa's name Ambrose Finnegan. As kitchen table, I learned. My ears to say.
Oh, my God. God. Holy shit. We're 6 seconds into this thing.
My grandpa was named Ambrose Finnegan. At the kitchen table, I learned. My ears to say, Joey, nobody's better than you, but you're no better than anybody else. Maybe it's the Scranton in me. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. Worried about when they can make next month's mortgage payment. It is what it is because he is who he is. That's why it is what it is. He is who he is. You know, remember when he went on, he decided he was going to convince Bob Woodward what a smart guy he was. So he went on, yeah, smart guy.
What is he doing?
Well, it's getting worse, unfortunately.
This was terrible.
And I was watching some of the Biden coverage when he was in Florida earlier yesterday, Captain, and he was doing the same kind of, he's doing a lot of yelling lately at these beep beep.
Well, that was yelling.
Yeah, exactly. So, and when he does that, he seems to have just as much problem as when he's kind of talking softly or mumbling. And it's very unfortunate, and it's not something that we revel in, but it is something that I think is again showing that he's having a lot of problems, and he doesn't finish some words and this kind of thing, and I know he's got to be reading it off a teleprompter.
Yeah, he was. You can see that.
Yeah, but it's like he's trying to get through it and so forth, and I guess he's just got this mode. It's kind of like that cliche politician mode where you just, everything just kind of gets yelled at and this kind of thing. It's not really effective.
No. And unfortunately, this is a form of elder abuse because it keeps going on and on and on. And I was with veterans yesterday that were more lucid than him. Two of them that were with us were 86 years old. He was Korean War and Vietnam, this one guy. And this other guy was 95 years old, and he was World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, 43 years in the military.
Wow, that is really, really amazing.
We saw to it that they were well taken care of, too, and they were in the middle of this, and the president realized he gave them a big thumbs up.
That's cool. Very cool. Very cool indeed. And again, you know, as you said, Captain, they seem to be more lucid than Joe Biden.
They were.
Yeah.
And, they absolutely were.
And it is really sad to see what's happening to Joe Biden. That's why, you know, it's going to be good if he can finally kind of get some rest. I mean, this is pushing him, in such a way. If this was your grandfather, you might have something to say about it or something. It just, I think the American people really do recognize that.
Right. Now, Senator Mitch McConnell yesterday had something to say, which was rather important. He said that there's a 50-50 chance that the Democrats could take control of the Senate.
Yes, well, exactly. And looking at how these things go, I mean, there's going to be coattails one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, until we actually get to Election Day and begin the long process of counting the votes for weeks on end, I'm joking, of course, but that's unfortunately. I was talking to somebody today, Captain, who are very concerned of how long it's going to take to get to the end of the election.
Yeah, well, that could take a week or two. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phone lines. You want to call her? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Of course I was there. I saw that was his TV play, ladies and gentlemen. That was his Donald Trump coming to Tampa Bay for all the world to see. There's no, and forget about it. Let me tell the Supreme Crooks, and congratulations to Amy Comey Barrett, okay? We're not, November 3rd, you have your ballot, and after November 3rd, your ballot don't count. I don't care what Roberts tried to do. No, November. Everybody knows in America, November 3rd is the day. So you can tell the Chicago mob after November 3rd when you try and stuff the ballot box, we're not playing that. You get $10 million to Philadelphia to cheat. You're out of your freaking mind. We're not playing that game. Okay, that's number one. Number two, let me tell Mitch McConnell something. Okay, when you senators stand at the Rose Garden in front of the White House front door and read the New York Post today to win in a landslide. Okay, will win in a landslide. And that goes for you too, Ted Cruz, okay? You're not going to do nothing to Big Tech. Y'all are all show, okay? And no go. That's what you are. Donald Trump came, and Donald Trump came to Tampa to let Tampa Bay know and Florida know, and Ron DeSantis was there. That's the first time I got Ron DeSantis, Rich Scott, and Rubio elected. I got them all three elected and the Trumpster, okay? And he was up there saying, and
you had help.
Standing up for our country, unlike Adam Putnam. And I don't care where you are, anywhere
all
in
right.
the country. If you vote for a crook like Joe Biden, you should be in jail like Joe Biden.
Okay.
70% of you blacks, you should be voting for Trump. And
wrap it up.
Let's get to work and save the country.
All right, thanks. That's Todd in Tampa. And he wasn't the only one that got those guys elected. There were a lot of us that got him elected. And by the way, Ashley Moody, our attorney general, was there, too. She's a local Tampa gal. She was a state's attorney, plus also a judge here in Tampa before she became the Florida attorney general.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, the missing files that were sent to Fox News' Tucker Carlson on Biden's business deals
right.
were found at a UPS bulk mail center.
Yeah, this is real interesting. And Tucker Carlson talked about this on his program earlier. And they said, of course, that they the contents had been separated from the container, basically, of where it was.
Well, it means
sealed.
That the envelope that it was in got damaged, and the somehow or another the contents got ripped out of them for whatever reason. But they were saved. They were found in the lost and found at a UPS center where they do the sorting. And this tells us who the documents were sent by, UPS.
Well, that's right, yeah, and they did use them. They said that they've used them before. And he also had said that they made actual copies of everything, including, I think, the flash drive, which is also at the center of this, because they were sending this back as part of their own internal verification and vetting process, basically. So, yes, it went missing, but they weren't out of possession of this material, it would seem, if they'd made copies of it.
Yeah, and thank goodness they got that, because now I guarantee over the weekend and next week when Tucker comes back onto the air, we're going to hear a lot more about what's going on, because he got that so he can divulge all that.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, and then, like I said, there it looks like they were in the middle of verifying all that before they put it on the air. Yeah.
And I can officially report to the listeners that Hunter Biden is being investigated for money laundering.
Yes, that's what we understand. And again, this laptop in and of itself was somehow tied into that whole thing before. So again, you know, the more that this comes out, Captain, the worse that it gets. One of the big story here, too, is that it's not being talked about on numerous news outlets. There's only a few, a handful, really, that are doing this. And it's very unfortunate because the American people deserve to know. And if this was about Trump and his kids or whatever, you better believe it would be front and center. They'd be pounding it every day.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with the National Highway and Byway Report. Zeta is gone, but not forgotten. The East Coast is getting dumped on in terms of rain. And we'll tell you what's going on out west as well as other parts of the country as we look at the weekend now, things coming up and what's going to happen next. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across the country from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Shaka.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, the belle of the ball, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Of course, it's a little early for them yet, but they run the Double D Horse Ranch up there. They, of course, stable horses and whatnot. Also do equestrian riding and all that, teach people how to do that. And it's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops out there all across the country. Remember, if you haven't stopped, stop by, check them out, see what they have to offer. The fuel, diesel's always competitive. Gasoline's always competitive at the Flying J's, too. And you can join the Drivers Club and save money. You'll get points for buying diesel and gas and points for buying food and points for buying stuff in the store. You can use them all for discounts later on, or you can use them to to get some of the nice gifts that the Drivers Club has to offer. But in the meantime, we're going to kick it off with something that's a blast from the past, and here we go. You betcha, you betcha, you betcha. And I'll tell you what, that's Peter. I can still see him. Peter Fonda on his motorcycle, Dennis Hopper on his motorcycle. And what a movie that was. It was a sign of the times back in the 60s, right, Kyle?
Absolutely. It was absolutely iconic, really.
Well,
sure. Yeah.
You wouldn't expect anything else from yours truly, would you? All righty. And, of course, we're very happy to be able to do that. Now, let me read you the weather prognostication here for the weekend and then turn it over to Kyle. A low pressure is interacting with Zeta right now over the East Coast. It's going to bring widespread heavy rainfall. I'm sure Chris Marcuse is going to be telling me about that when he comes on here in a couple hours. And areas of flooding and gusty winds from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast are possible for the next day as a coastal storm develops over the northeast coast on Friday. Another round of heavy rainfall is possible for the northern middle Atlantic states right up into New York City, Connecticut, and moving up towards New England. Now, wintry precipitation tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, there we go, get it right. Wintry precipitation in the mountains, the Berkshire Mountains, the Green Mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, the Catskill Mountains, you're going to see some snow. And by the way, not only is it raining, it's cold up there in our hills right now. So Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you very much, Captain. Yes, so tonight we're going to start in Montana. We do have a lake wind advisory up in the northeastern part of the state. And then we also have high wind warnings. This is in the Great Falls area. So if you're going up Interstate 15 or across Highway 89, for example, you're going to encounter these high wind warnings. This also reaches all the way down to Helena and as far east as Hobson in Montana. We do have some pretty low temperatures, of course, still persisting in Montana. Don't see a lot of rain or snow, maybe next week sometime, according to the forecast that I'm seeing here. But those high winds you want to be very careful about. And, of course, right next door to Montana in northern Idaho, we have air stagnation advisory continuing on a little north of Spokane, Washington, and down into central Washington. As we travel down the 5 freeway, we come across, actually, to the east of the 5 in northern California, down along the 101 highway, Captain, something we don't really talk about a lot, but there right next to Eureka, California, we got a frost advisory there. Continuing air quality alerts in the central part of the state. And as we head over, again, a little bit easterly towards Colorado and Wyoming, we have some high wind warnings, or high wind watch, I should say, in the area of Laramie, coming out of Cheyenne, as you go across Highway Interstate 80 through Elk Mountain areas, you want to be careful with the high-profile vehicles with the high wind watch tonight.
Now, Texas, coming up 35 out of the Metroplex down there, you've got a freeze warning going right up to Oklahoma. And in the eastern part of Oklahoma, east of Oklahoma City and east of I-35, you've got a freeze warning and a frost warning going over into the northeastern corner of Arkansas. And by the way, that freeze and frost warning also takes you right up to Missouri, Joppa, Missouri on I-44. So other than that, you'll be out of the extremely cold temperatures. There's still some winter driving conditions back in the panhandle of Amarillo and Oklahoma because of the cold temperatures that are there. Moving over into the north and the northeast, you've got the rain up there, which is working its way up through Jersey and Connecticut and Long Island and New York City and up into the bottom part of Vermont and New Hampshire. It'll be going out to sea, and it'll be never seen before again, Zeta, which is no longer anything other than a tropical depression at the moment, but still dumping lots of rain with a low pressure system that's developed up there. Now, there is still some lingering rain in the mountains of Virginia, mountains of North Carolina. You've got some high wind conditions still up along the I-85 corridor, going up through South Carolina, North Carolina, I-95, some gusty winds tonight, some gusts to 40 miles an hour on I-95 right through South Carolina. Northwestern Georgia, again, you've got some gusty wind conditions, possibility for some rain showers there during the course of the evening. And you still have some rough surf along the Gulf all the way from Tampa around the corner all the way towards Pensacola and Mobile, Alabama, which is the winds as the storm races off into the ocean. So that's what we got in terms of weather right now, Kyle, and it's going to be a humdinger. Now I'm going to turn back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Massive early voting right now all across the country. It does favor the Dems. However, the GOP in many states are closing the gap fast.
Well, certainly, and that's part of the enthusiasm factor, I think, first and foremost. People are raring to go vote for Donald Trump.
You bet.
But they're raring to go, I think, vote in person for the most part. There are many who will do absentee ballots, of course, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think the real numbers we're going to see start pouring in over the next couple of days, and certainly on November 3rd.
Now, the funny thing about where we had the rally yesterday on the north end of the stadium at Raymond James, around the other side was a polling place at Raymond James. And they were reminding everybody, if you were a Hillsborough County resident, you could go there, cast your ballot. And you know something? When I came outside and went around the other side of the building, go back to where my car was parked, the line was backed up over there to go in and vote.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. And, you know, Captain, we keep hearing Joe Biden say, you know, make a plan to vote. And I've always kind of been curious about that, because I think if you really, really, really want to vote in this election, you don't need someone to tell you to make a plan to vote. You just sort of be a self-starter and make your plan and go vote. And that, again, I think is another indication that they really don't know, or they don't trust the polls any more than, say, Michael Moore doesn't trust these polls, by the way.
By the way, top Trump administration officials visited Texas 5 days before the election day yesterday to announce that they have nearly completed 400 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. It was mentioned by the president yesterday, plus the fact that they were going to build another 300 miles of it to make it a total of 700 before they went on to do something different down there. But it's all a good thing, and Joe Biden doesn't want to build any more wall. He just wants to open it up and let him out in.
That's exactly what it was.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back, hour number two, right after these messages. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.